It's breakfast with the box.
Yes, sir. Hi, I'd like some breakfast. We stopped serving breakfast.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
It's breakfast with the box on ESPN Las Vegas.
I'm really sorry, too, but we have to do this. Here she is at Steph McKenzie 7. 97.1 The Point, Fox and McKenzie in the morning.
What is going on Friday?
Well, I thought you were in West Newton, Pennsylvania, because this story just came across, and I assumed this was you. A Western Pennsylvania woman allegedly attacked her boyfriend with a box cutter because no one got her a card, cake, or gift on her 55th birthday.
Look at my computer right now.
Is that the story?
Same story. Same I was going to bring you. Up
That's
to you guys.
You are Georgia Zawaki. You are Georgia Zawaki, and you've been charged with aggravated assault, making terrorist threats, and other counts. It's not known if you've retained attorney, but I'm sure the Shutter people have the best one in town on the way over. Authorities say Zawaki had been drinking vodka Arhan throughout Naki. The day. What a shock. Her boyfriend took her out to dinner, but he said she attacked him when they returned to the West Newton home, putting the box cutter near his throat and threatening to kill him. Jax Teller still alive? He's still breathing, or do I need to send the authorities over to the house?
You know, the story that I have is that she punched him with her bare hands and ripped open, quote, exposing one of his testicles. How does that happen?
She took the box cutter to the boys?
Well, that's not what this one says. It says that she, and I was like, well, that doesn't happen from a punch. It had to have been her ring. It had to have been a weapon, and now we know.
It's a box cutter. Because she didn't.
He took her to dinner.
I don't understand. He took her to dinner, and she did, no one got her a card, cake, or gift on her 55th birthday. I don't know about you, but I long ago didn't want anyone to even know when it was my birthday. Never mind cards, cakes, and gifts. You come to a point where you're like, you don't need to know my birthday. It's like, now
why are guys like that?
I don't know.
Mine's in 2 weeks, by the way. Put it on your calendar.
Oh, Christ. She's a Gemini.
Oh, no. You're already demanding stuff from him, aren't you?
I'm not demanding.
You're suggesting.
I have a birthday few weeks.
And where are you
going?
And
I'm reminding people.
Yeah, she has a way of like finding trips around this stuff. Like, where are you going this time?
No, actually, we have a lot going on with the end of year school. So we're here with doing kid stuff. We're going to go to dinner next Friday, and then we're going to take the kids down to Newport.
Down to Newport Beach?
Yep.
Boy, the life you live.
God, stop.
Have you dropped hints to him in terms of all the presents you want? You know, yeah. You know you're the person who throws herself her own party. That absolutely.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
That's
I'm not going
like
to lie
a,
about
that's
like
that. The sky's blue.
Hello.
Come on.
I don't like to get gifts, honestly. I mean, sometimes
you're
I like.
You're a giver?
I'm a giver.
There's a t-shirt you can have.
I like a party. I like everyone to come and party. So I will throw my own party. Absolutely.
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 You are the one person that is absolutely slam dunk that says, wait a minute, no one's throwing me a party. I'll just throw my party myself.
Hello. I mean, you didn't invite me. I'll invite myself. You having a party? Do you need me over at your house? What do you want?
How many times have you showed up as a non-invitee? To people's parties.
Well,
or things?
I don't like to look at it like that because I'm always like, oh my God, you're having a party? That'll be fun. What time does it start? I'll be there. And then I feel like I've been invited.
You talk yourself into an invitation.
Yes. So wow. I'm not invited. I'm not invited. I'm invited.
Wow. What a world. What a world of taking advantage of everyone you come across. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
We do think alike, though.
We do the same story.
We came up with the 55-year-old alcoholic who took a box cutter to the testicles.
Holy
I'm like, well, that
God.
Fits, Steph.
Well, then did you hear about the woman arrested for throwing billiard balls at her boss after getting fired? I mean, who does that? What's worse, getting cut with a box cutter or having balls thrown at your head?
Oh, balls. If you have any kind of instincts, you just catch them. If you have any kind of athletic ability, the box cutter to the boys, I don't know if you're getting over that. If someone throws a ball, if you have any kind of fast instincts, you catch the ball.
I mean, that makes me hurt. But this one, by the way, she was drunk as well.
Well, I would hope all these people are drunk or they really need
help.
Some
people are not.
You put the hair down for the Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live now. We'll find ESPN Las Vegas. She's live and she's ready.
I'm ready. Hey, this morning, too, Bear Watch 2019. Did you see this? The bear stuck in the tree in the Boston neighborhood. You know, it was pretty, you know, houses next to each other. The bear's fine. They shot it with a tranquilizer. It's being transported back to the woods.
They shot it out of the tree?
I mean, and that tree was high up, man.
I don't like that. Bring it down. Coax it down with some food or something, then take it out with a tranquilizer.
Would the bear come down from the tree?
I would shoot it out of the tree. That could die on the shot.
Really?
If the bear's up in a huge tree, you shoot the thing, and with that kind of weight fall into the ground, I'm sure it could hurt itself.
I'm sure they have a tramp like the fire people. They have a...
You put a piece of steak out, the bear comes down, you take it out with the tranquilizer, and you bring it back to wherever it's from.
Well, even worse than that, you know why the cops were really called in, besides the bear being in the tree in someone's backyard? People were taking selfies.
With the bear?
They were trying to get close to get them and the bear.
Jeez, much out.
What is wrong with people nowadays?
Wasn't it like last year when people were taking selfies in Hawaii next to the volcano that was spewing ash and glass
yes,
and stuff
yes,
like that?
Yes, complete and lunatics. That's why I don't like people.
Or they,
it's another
one,
example. It's another example of not liking people.
I'm not laughing. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. But fell off the Grand Canyon and died.
Who, Bobby Brady?
Bobby!
Sydney! Really? How important is a selfie for people?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you really got to be careful because at the Grand Canyon, and it is such a Grand Canyon, you could actually fall and like land on another trail because you know how they kind of have it stratified at the bottom? I mean, you would have to be a total jackass to go to the one spot in the Grand Canyon that doesn't have like those relief little trails at the end with feel filled with donkey crap.
I'm waiting for someone to do it at Hoover Dam.
That does not happen very often.
Take the fall? No, it hasn't happened more. It hasn't happened as often as you would have thought, either by self-infliction or by accident. I mean, I lived in San Diego for so long, and Coronado Bridge, I actually lived in Coronado for a year. I can't tell you how many times bridge is closed. Uh-oh, someone took a dive. Either, I mean, in Coronado Bridge, you know what you're doing because obviously there's the barriers. You have to walk over the barrier to, you know, plunge to the death. But over and over and over again, I got to go down 2 freeway exits. Someone took another dive. Will you stop this stuff?
I think I only can remember since that bridge that bypasses the dam, the new one.
One time.
That's all I can remember someone doing it so far.
Yeah, I can only think of maybe once, maybe twice. Normally, you hear people like having hypothermia outside of the dam, you know, like in the middle of summer where people are running around Lake Mojave half
right.
naked and they're like, oh, the hypothermia. Let's go get them.
You were running around.
Nice Irish kids. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, growing up in Boulder City, so we went to Lake Mead all the time, right? So we'd...
Well, she's got the sexy voice.
Oh,
keep
God,
talking.
Here we go.
No. The camera's on. We're on at Facebook Live at ESPN Las Vegas.
Lord knows what you did in that lake.
We should... we ditched, and we would go... I keep forgetting what the name of the hot springs is on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Clay, on the way to Arizona?
Yep. Oh, God, I can't think of it right now.
The only thing I know about...
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'd always, like, ditch or try and find the most remote place but still want to have fun.
Great spot.
It's the hot springs. Anyways, so one time in high school, and they still say it, I guess, now to this day, I don't know, but it freaked us out so much we just quit doing it, is that there's a amoebas that could crawl up in you and then you die instantly. And we were like, nah, we're not doing that. That's what they said. That's our myth. I don't know if it's true. I just don't go there anymore.
Because you didn't want to get tested for the amoebas and be that one person
that died.
Had
the amoeba sucking her brain out because she ditched school and she died.
Only thing I know about Boulder City is Milo's.
Really? That's it?
Great B&B, great wine. Milo's. Yeah, of course.
Boulder City has great art in the park day. They have
good art in the park.
Great
best
antiques.
Damn barbecue competition coming up on Friday.
What is?
The best damn barbecue competition.
In Boulder City?
They do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Today is Friday.
Next Friday for the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, and great antique stores, fantastic antique stores about great stuff you can pick up in old Nevada.
Absolutely.
Great spot.
A story we didn't get to this week that I want to get to this, and we're going to take the funny out of this because I thought this was just tragic. I want to get your idea, and I know you guys have both read
great.
The story.
Let's go back to the amoebas.
Let's get serious here.
I'm calling up your business.
You guys obviously saw the story of the 74-year-old man being pushed
off
the bus.
Oh. Yeah, I talked about this.
Again, yet another reason I just despise people. Kadisha Bishop, 25, arrested May 6th, charged with open murder of an elderly vulnerable person.
Here in Vegas, by the way.
Yes, here in Vegas. Metro said that Bishop was yelling and cursing at the people inside the bus, including the victim, Serge Fournier. Fournier reportedly asked the woman to be nice. As he was attempting to exit the bus, she shoved him onto the ground. He landed face first in the sidewalk of the shopping cart he was carrying. He survived the initial fall, refusing medical attention. The scene later died at the hospital. I despise people. And when you look at the video, what were the people doing around her when that happened?
You know how things like this happen really that quick, right?
I know it happened quickly, but why didn't you know the story better than I do? Did the bus stop or did the bus keep going?
Oh, we didn't hear about that. I think the bus had stopped for a minute, but then didn't, you know, he probably got up and refused medical and then they went on about their merry way, right? There's two things I feel about this as a mom teaching children. Keep your hands to yourself. What gave this woman, why? Why are you touching people? Don't touch people like that, A. And B, The people around us, we've gotten back to in society, even after everything that's happened, not just here in our own backyard in Las Vegas, but other tragic events that have happened in the past 10 years. See something, say something. If the woman was if the woman was being that obnoxious, why is he the only one taking initiative?
There's no chance if we're on the bus, I don't scream for the bus driver to stop the bus.
And not you know,
have to tell the bus driver, wait.
You can
if you see it. I mean, if you actually watch her do it and watch all you guys say,
but something had happened up to that, right? Like you.
Well, what happened? He told her to be nicer.
Well, she must have been doing something.
Well, yeah, she would. Witnesses say she was screaming and yelling at everybody.
Okay, so that's my problem. I go back to that. So you make fun of me for like, oh, I'm this or I'm a lunatic or I'm that. But I'm always like, I'm the one, or I stare at people, or I say something like, "What are you doing?"
I'm that person. No, you. I think you would have stepped in and told her, "Hey." What the hell's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
I think you would have done that. I have no question about that. I just wanted to know when you're there. Obviously, some people saw her push him. I get that. Some people saw them. And you're right. It does happen a lot faster. It's just like in sports. When you slow things down, it's so easy to rip refs. You know what? Go out there and do it in live time.
Armchair quarterback.
And let's see who's ripping someone. So she did it to where it was probably shock for most people. Like, did that just happen? But I think someone needs to yell for the bus driver, whoa. If you scream from the back of the bus driver's not driving away. If you scream, stop. She's stopping the bus, or whoever it is. They're not going to drive away.
But we got to take it back even further, though. If she's being obnoxious, why aren't you saying something?
No, I agree. I went to the push, but you're right. Someone should have said, what's your deal? Now, he actually tried to do it by saying, you know, you have to be nice to
people. That's what I'm saying.
People.
He's the only one, and then this happens? It's tragic.
No,
I hate that.
It's brutal. And I'm sure most of the people listening heard. Sorry if not, later in the evening, the gentleman took himself to the hospital. On May 3rd, his family notified detectives that he had died. He wasn't able to eat. He was in a lot of pain. Crushed hip. I put my hand to his face and I said, we've got you covered, Bingham said about his last moments with Fournier, and then he kind of went. God bless you, and that was it.
Well, and that's the thing with elderly people. And I mean, I look at my dad, like Popcorn Peter, love him, right? But it's almost 76. You know, you watch him slow up a little bit. Right. He's got some hip issues. And I always worry about that. Like, can you please go to the grocery store like at 10 a.m. and not later? Because you hear stories, right? And you get worried about those kind of things because, unfortunately, this is probably what happened. Things were, he got a blunt force to the head. So
yeah, he fell on his face, this man.
I'm assuming that there's a concussion happened.
Yeah, and so in the moment, he probably thought he was okay. But at that point, the damage probably had been done that later creeped up and took him.
Awful. It was an awful story.
It was horrible. I read it and I'm like, and then you see the video and you're like, what are you doing? I mean, you stop and you see it and it's kind of surreal in the moment that she did that and that's how she responded. I don't know. Look, again, I've only read the one story. I don't know if she's on drugs. I don't know what was going on with her of why she was doing this. They've obviously arrested her on the open murder charge. And so as that plays out, we're going to know more about her and what happened here because I'm sure the paper will cover this and stay with it because it was such a tragic thing. But I don't know. I watched that video. I just I don't like people. I don't like people.
You still have to have faith.
From Facebook Live, Jimmy Washington typing in.
Hi, Jimmy.
That bee on the bus should have her ass locked up. Also, somebody else also goes back to Willow Trail to the hot springs is where everyone went skinny dipping. Is that
there's another transition?
Is that where
it's going?
We remember Willow Trail. Is that right? Why are you getting red?
I'm like, I didn't say skinny dipping. I just said we would ditch school to go down to the springs to ditch school. Well,
is that where you gave all the lessons?
Yeah, no, not there.
Yeah, go under the water one more time.
Oh. So funny. I have to tell you guys something, too. Another thing I saw on Facebook, because that's how it is. First of all, two things.
All right.
Las Vegas celebrated 114 years this week. So happy birthday, Las Vegas.
Way to go.
Keep that going. And then second, I saw a friend of mine, the same one who goes on sugardaddy.com. Remember this girl I've told you about before? She actually is a Friday the 13th freak. So much so, she's going back to Crystal Lake, the original place where Friday the 13th was filmed, and staying in a cabin.
You can do that?
I didn't even know you could do that. That's a thing.
Oh, whoa.
Right? Would you do that?
Boy, that would be creepy. You know, you see a scary movie for like 20 years of your life or maybe more, and you almost know it by heart, like the trail, the lake, the houses around the right. That would get to me. I think I would have
couldn't
some,
do it.
I would have some.
Could
like,
you do it?
Some unprovoked
nightmares. Because they would... protect you. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like being on the Survivor Island and everyone thinks it's like, it's, you know, all these things happening. And then you look over and there's like 9 cameras and 40 directors. So I think I could do it.
There's Rory the Realist over there. That's his new name. Yeah.
I just think there'd be so many people around you that you wouldn't, like you were saying, like freak out about it.
I would.
You would?
Yeah, I used to go to camp all the time. We'd always freak out about things.
What was that
like
one
that
story about the lunatics in the dark room, Clay, for like a month for 30 days? Did we ever ask her if
what?
You could do that?
Yeah. No, I couldn't do that.
30 days. Well, that was the challenge.
I think there was $150,000 on the line if you could stay in your bathroom with the lights off for 30 days.
Do
I get my phone for Facebook and plugins?
No.
You couldn't have your phone with you for more than like, I think it had to be slipped under the door for like a 10-minute period. But
yeah, it wasn't. They weren't giving you much. I mean, it was pretty much you're in the dark for 30 days.
You're in the dark for 30 days. Could you handle it for $150,000?
Do I get food?
You get food and all that.
Yes, of course you get food.
Yep.
You by yourself for 30 days.
No, I couldn't do it. You're right. No, sure? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I think you could.
I couldn't do it. You know what I would do? I'd probably do one of the things that which is for another topic another day. You'd stand in the mirror and go, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Boogeyman, Boogeyman, Boogeyman. How did you not know any of this stuff? Why is Ed looking at me? Clay, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, so but he's the wizard. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but
Bloody Mary.
This is almost like a universal thing where you would go to your bathroom, shut the door,
turn the lights out.
Is this like a Ouija board thing?
Yes.
Turn the lights out. Okay. And you would say Bloody Mary 3 times, and you flip the lights on, and then she'd be right behind you.
Oh, see, the way that I was is that you keep the lights off and she would appear in the mirror.
Or she would appear in the mirror. You would see her in the mirror behind you.
Boy, you must have had a few pops in you when you were doing that. How drunk were you at that point?
Clay!
What you did is that you spray a bunch of Right Guard into a towel, take a couple of huffs, and then you do Bloody Mary. And
I didn't do that. I didn't start drinking till 12.
It's the Boulder City way. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
We did light as a feather, stiff as a board. That works.
That does work. Did you ever do that, Ed?
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just played basketball and like hung out and watched games. I had down the street,
ridiculous.
It was like a basket, and I just kind of shot all day, and then I went back and like watched White Shadow.
Why are you such the typical radio DJ?
I just watched White Shadow.
Were you invited to anyone's like house to sleep over, or like let's? Yeah. I mean,
I don't like people.
We know that he's never liked people.
I don't like people.
Ed is Irish.
And it's
Catholic.
Better to go way through life that way. By the way, if you start liking people, you have all kinds of major issues in living this life.
Well, that's your columnist, everybody. The man who's going to take the slice of human life.
The guy who gets out and gets the story. Yeah, right. Good job, Jimmy Journalist.
I just have to write an opinion. My opinion is my opinion of people are bad.
How can you have an opinion if you're not out?
Pick up a newspaper in this country. See all the nonsense that goes on at a daily basis. You kidding me? You like people? Have you read the newspaper? Have you been on the internet?
See, this is the Irish Catholic bringing up. You brought up in a very strict household where you couldn't have any fun with Bloody Mary or light as a feather.
Stiff as a board.
I wasn't even going to ask, but I mean, obviously a Ouija board is out of the question.
I mean,
we played it.
We didn't get it in our house. Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, it should be out of the question.
It should always be out of the question. I never play with it. I never mess with it. My kids aren't going to have it. And
the sisters and I played with that one.
No.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, like the nuns? The nuns pulled it out? Like when you say sisters?
You put the two fingers, and you know it's all mind over matter, and your fingers are moving around the board. You know, there's no spirits.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, boy.
Did you play that thing?
No, I'd be scared.
No, hell no. I'm scared.
I'm so scared.
Come on.
Dude, I don't even want to do Bloody Mary anymore. But it's like the whole Ouija board is like,
I'm going to do that Bloody Mary thing tonight.
Oh, you should with Bridget. Do it with Bridget.
I love it. Yeah, all of you. The whole family gather in.
All four of us like stand in the bathroom and say it at once, then turn on the lights and like 10 people behind us.
This guy over here.
Really only
this
works
guy.
With two.
He is this guy.
Because
right?
Bloody Mary has to fit in the bathroom somehow. You can't just have too many people in there or she's not going to show up. It's like the Easter Bunny. If you think he's going to be there, he's not going to be there.
Oh, poor Ed. I just want to hug him sometimes. Like, oh.
I do too. That scares me. You did the Ouija board. That's
look at him.
That's so anti-Catholic.
He's trying to get it. Gather it. Is it real?
No, I did Ouija board. I don't know if I'm trying to remember back if I was scared at the time if we really believed it. I don't remember. I don't know. I know we had a Ouija board in the house, though.
We're
very common folks. We had Archie Bunker, the policeman,
you were
as the
Catholic.
Dad.
Catholic? How do you have a Ouija board
in
your house?
That thing should have been burned up on the fire outside.
It was weird because I served mass every Saturday night at 5:30 with the old man, and he read the epistles, and Then the one vacation I think we took our entire lives, we went to the Howard Johnson Hotel in San Diego because it was important to go to the Junipero Serra, like the Junipero Serra mission. That was our vacation.
That's what they told you. They were probably
There's a reason the boy I turned out
this way. Ouija board. We need to cleanse him.
Heal
him.
May the power of Christ compel you.
I grew up Catholic. There was a lot of guilt.
Oh, speaking of that, I know what you're talking about. Did you read the story this week that the mom and dad caught their son fondling himself, and they put cameras all in the house and told him that he can't do that. They forbid him to do that.
That wouldn't stop me.
Told him it was bad. Now listen, on Facebook Live, it's a part of life. It's natural, or your hands wouldn't hang down where they hang down. Just okay. Saying, move on.
I've got a crazy.
Where do your hands hang down?
I got a crazy story, and it's not. There's no
the
names.
The danger zone.
There's no names to be said or anything, but I'm going to tell you a roundabout story. It's a true story.
I love these stories.
The names don't matter.
Okay.
There's a kid that I know, or I don't know him. I don't know the kid. I've been told the story. I've verified it true. Where going down the road with what you're saying of doing anything to yourself is frowned upon in the family.
Right.
For religious reasons.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
They put the kid in some sort of camp they sent him away to a camp.
Oh my God.
To try
Are you kidding
to
me?
Get him out of the mode of porn and all of that. The poor kid then, for whatever reason, goes on social media and like maybe an alcoholic or someone addicted to something. Has his days he's gone without watching porn.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really sad.
How unfortunate.
It's really, there's so many sad issues. This is amazing. But in a
every humor, time I hear they
but in a humorous
forbidden.
Sort of way, and I don't like to make fun, but because it's a teenager, but you can't help but laugh of the chaos and the lunacy of this entire thing. The kid on social media says, hey, you know, I'm 5 days in. 6 days in. Seven. But it's great because the kid went 5, 6, 4, 8. 1 2 3 4
Oh, that's great.
All the way at the 14. 1
That means he slid off the wagon.
He was documenting it. That's the best.
The sad part is, what are you putting this on social media, making this kid do this for?
Right.
Talk about the poor kid for the rest of his life.
Oh my God, how many things do we want to go on social media with that are good, bad, and otherwise?
1, 2, 3, 1 Steph, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1
I don't even make it 24 hours.
Steph gets the two, and they throw her a party.
Oh my God, that's true. That's how it is.
Our little time is up.
Fine. Our little time. Let's not use that word, please. I know. That's how we roll.
That's good. So you never got that rash from the amoebas, huh?
No.
No, that's good.
No rash from the amoebas.
That's a special kind of rash. All right. Well, that's good. Well, sorry. What do you got this weekend, Sugar?
Coaches versus cancer. I'm going Sunday night to the big... pool party and then Top Golf on Monday night. I've been working with the American Cancer Society for the past almost 19 years.
You're doing that with JT, I assume.
Nope. JT has a graduation on Sunday. His son's graduating.
Oh, what a shame.
So
and thank you for allowing me to MC LV Speedway Children's Charities. That was a lot of fun. I did that on Saturday over at Bears Best. Met a lot of great people, and thanks to
awesome.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway for letting me do that. And yeah, it's always good to be around the good people that always come out for that. And that was a blast. We had a fun time.
I will say this, that Lotus Broadcasting as a whole does some really cool stuff in this town for our community, building and bringing everyone together. So for the Nevada Broadcasters, of course, one of the parent umbrellas of everything that we do on the air, they have a big golf tournament, the Linda and Tony Bonici golf tournament coming up at Lake Las Vegas, and a beach party. So that's really cool. And by the way, that sold out. We tried to get into that. We're like, what?
You're out, kid.
They're for like, as hard but you can
time
come
as
to the
we,
party.
For as hard a time as we give you for your incredible wealth and the money you make comparative to this show, you do good things in the community.
Oh, my God. Him over here, the passive aggressiveness, the backhandedness. My goodness.
I don't know what you're talking
about. We're all behind you, 100%.
Well.
Right.
All right, we love you, baby. Right.
I love
weekend.
You guys so much. Have a great weekend.
There she is, Steph McKenzie at StephMcKenzie7 on Twitter. Speaking of Coaches versus Cancer, here we go next. DJ Allen on the press box.
At our Best Mattress Memorial
Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
She's still in the studio, and we don't know why. Steph McKenzie will not leave us alone.
Get out! Get out!
Get out!
We've had enough. It can only take so much, God, for God's sakes.
What a disaster.
You figured, like, you go to commercial, God. She knows how to leave. Exactly. She's on radio. She'd attempt even
how in
more
the world
talking.
Does she continue on in this life the way she is?
Yeah.
What can you do? Pleased to be joined now, though. This is a good transition for any transition away from Steph McKenzie is a good one. Follow him on Twitter at @D_J_Allen, DJ Allen, our good friend, communication performance coach, speaker, and author, X's and O's of success, and dang it, he's also a Dodger fan. How are you, brother?
Hey, that last part I think was the most important.
You're darn right.
Wow.
Yeah, we both agree on Doc Roberts in the bullpen. That's the four other shows. So here you are, and it's that time of year again. Coaches versus cancer. We've been talking about it throughout the show. What you guys have done, the collaboration between the American Cancer Society and NABC that empowers coaches and communities to join the fight against cancer. Coach Kruger and you have done an incredible job bringing this back here every year, and the list of coaches gets better and better. Yeah, bring us up, before we talk about the past and all the money you've raised, bring us up on this year's list of coaches and what's exciting to you about this year's crop.
Well, I think, you know, every year we try to add a couple names that a lot of the fans, a lot of the people who've come out haven't had a chance to be around. You know, this year, Jim Boeheim, yep, Syracuse, will be here for the first time. He's been involved with Coaches versus Cancer a long time. You know, obviously we tend to get more from the Midwest and West, but he'll be back here. Porter Moser, I've gotten a chance to know him a little bit over the last couple of years from Loyola. He'll make his way out for the first time.
And, wow, and really?
He'll come out. Fred Hoiberg's coming out for the first time back at Nebraska, back in the college game. So
right,
you start getting people of that caliber who are already joining a crew, you know, that have the Frank Martins and the Brad Underwoods and the Dana Altmans. And it's just fun. You know, it has a family reunion feel to it. And what's great is, you get to be around the coaches when they're not in work mode, and you know, you've had a chance to be able to do that, and there's so many different characters, but this is about as laid back as you're going to see them, and they're just part of the guys when they're out there. So it's it's really exciting to add a couple then, and exciting to get a lot of the guys back who do this every single year.
Yeah, and look, it's a layup in terms of the courses and the entertainment and now Top Golf and what you can show these guys and do with these guys in the entertainment. But beside that, when Coach Kruger, and you know him as well as anyone, left for Oklahoma, why do you think it was also important for him to keep the connection of this event in this town as well?
Well, I think it's really twofold. It's number one, he loves Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he absolutely loves Vegas and always liked the feel of it, the philanthropic feel of the community. And so this has always been, he tries to get back here as much as he can, and obviously with Kevin and his wife Allie now being back, it's going to be a reason to come back even more.
Right.
But I think number two is, you know, he always saw Vegas as a backdrop for something bigger. I mean, you got to remember, this is 2008 when we started this. There was no NHL, no Major League Baseball. The NCAA push hadn't started. But there was always this vision that this event could be such an attraction because it's Vegas. And we'd always talk about the golf, the weather, but then the entertainment and of what this event could grow into. And you think about it, the first year, I think, you know, it made $60,000 and he had about 8 or 9 coaches come out. And it was really a golf course or a golf tournament. When we say golf tournament, most people kind of think, oh, heading out to that tournament or head out to that course, and it's going to be a little tournament and event afterwards and maybe a party the night before. Well, this thing has turned into Vegas. You know, this thing is a big party at MGM on Sunday night, and then it's 2 golf tournaments, one at Shadow Creek and one at Southern Highlands on Monday night, and then those 2 events or tournaments are held. You know, the players go to the different course the next day,
right,
and then there's a big event at Top Golf. I mean, 48 hours, you basically have 2 400 person parties and really 4 golf tournaments. It's a beast, but it's Vegas. And I think that's what Coach always saw, and this has become really the premier Coaches versus Cancer event in the nation.
DJ Allen's here with us for Coaches versus Cancer, the Golf Classic, taking place May 19th through the 21st. Some of the biggest names in college basketball, and of course, the return of former UNLV head coach Lon Kruger. DJ, when you start taking a look at the money that has been raised, are these figures right? You've raised more than $5 million over the last 12 years?
One of the things that we do too is we like to promote the net number. I mean, that money is going straight to American Cancer Society. You know, I think a lot of times when you get involved with nonprofits, you hear numbers raised, But we've done that from the very beginning to say, hey, these are the net numbers. And we do that because you have great supporters like MGM Grand, MGM Resorts, who step up. And because they're able to provide the rooms, provide the party, it makes that donation be real. So it's not just a revenue number. That is a number that is going towards saving lives. And if you think about what's happened, Coaches versus Cancer has been around 26 years now. Altogether, it's raised over $120 million during that time. And cancer research is real. I mean, Nate Oakes, who's at Alabama now, I've gotten to know Coach Oates over the last couple weeks, actually. You know, tells a story that his wife got cancer in 2015, and if she would have gotten it 10 years earlier, she probably would have died. You know, and it's because of the research. So that's what it is. You're exactly right. It's $5 million, and that's direct donations to the American Cancer Society. That's saving lives. In fact, we have one gentleman, Mike Clark. He's a senior associate of development, former coach at Kansas State. And he's been coming out from the very beginning of this event. For 10 years was coming out. Was on our all-decade team. And last year he couldn't make it out because he was recovering from colon cancer surgery. So this Sunday night, we're going to honor him because he's right back here, you know, helping to raise money.
It's
just real. It impacts us all. And I think, you know, we do. We talk about the coaches. We talk about the courses, and they're unbelievable. But it's real, and lives are being saved.
And I'm glad you said that in terms of the money going directly to it. A lot of times with foundations or fundraisers, the numbers come out, DJ, and you say, okay, how much went right to it, though? You know, was there red tapes or, you know, twists and turns there of where the funds go? But you can sit here and absolutely say that over 12 years, $5 million has gone to the research of this disease.
Yeah, and you really look at how it's grown in the past few years. This will be the third year in a row that the net has been over $1 million. So you think about how it's grown in just the past 3 years, and MGM Grand's been the catalyst to that, because MGM Grand stepped up and said, hey, we're going to host you. You don't have to pay for that. We're going to host you. And when they did that, they allowed that net number to just jump to a whole new level. And then Sanford Health came in as a big presenting sponsor, and we have a lot of local sponsors, comprehensive cancer centers. Of course, they work with you and Lotus Broadcasting to help honor survivors. The UPS store is another great local sponsor. But that's what we're doing, is we want the sponsors involved to understand that these dollars are going to the American Cancer Society and just not going to pay for putting on the event. And so, you know, yeah, you're right. We could have a bigger number if we wanted to promote that gross figure and that, and here's the revenue. But no, we wanted our sponsors to understand the impact they were having, particularly MGM Grand, because this event has just been amazing because of their support.
And we see a lot of names and faces in around the community. And I hearken back to Bailey Allen from Coronado High School in that area. She got the Student Council Legacy Award for her spirit and efforts, and that's really cool that, you know, you see a lot of faces and names, but the ones in the community here in Southern Nevada also matter. And it's great that you wrote in your tweet, nothing great in life has ever happened without enthusiasm, and never lose that passion.
I appreciate that. You know, we're running into a situation here. We put on this big event, and then we turn around the following week, there's a bigger event because Bailey's graduating, and she's an amazing teammate. She led their student section. They probably had the best student section in town at the basketball games, and she was honored by student council for legacy, you know, what she did with that community spirit, school spirit. And then a week later, she got most spirited for her senior class, and so we're excited about that. It's a big time for our family, wild couple weeks here for us.
That's awesome, brother. DJ Allen, follow him on Twitter at D_J_Allen. A lot of underscores on him, but no one better. It's unbelievable you have this many underscores.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Unbelievable.
I had someone on my team do it for me.
When you started this nonsense.
Spread the blame, that's right.
And performance coach, speaker, and author. Best of luck to you, Coaches vs. Cancer, Coach Kruger, all the coaches in town. Wonderful job again. And just an incredible thing you guys do on an annual basis, DJ.
Hey, well, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your support to tell the story, because this touches us all.
It does. It does, for sure. Thanks very much, brother.
Thank you, DJ.
Hey, you're welcome. Be great.
There he is, DJ Allen. Be great. And he ends everything with be great, and his motivational. I've seen him speak To young kids and also to adults, and he does a terrific job, and it's great that they bring it back here. And like I said, I mean, it's a layup in a lot of ways. Who wouldn't want to play the courses here? Who wouldn't want the entertainment, the Topgolf? They do shows,
oh,
the
Shadow
comics.
Creek,
I mean,
alone.
Yeah,
I mean it's
so, yeah. That's a layup, but you know, Kruger went to Norman, and I'm sure there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful places in that part of the country too. He could have just moved it there, but he didn't. So that's big for Vegas that he said, no, we're going to go back each year.
Yeah, and DJ alluded to it. That just gives you an idea of how Vegas is still perceived in the rest of the country. Is like, this is, if you want to have big events, it has to be held here. And everyone knows that. And it's great to see the community support that goes and, you know, takes a look at what is important here. Why would we want to go into, you know, and not do this? And Las Vegas has so many different events that, that I'm glad this one never gets blown under the radar. When you go and raise $5 million over a 12-year period, and it's just coaches and it's people donating their money, but think about what DJ said, the net, $1 million net going in 2019 to the American Cancer Society is truly amazing, and we appreciate DJ and all the great people there. When we come back, we'll wrap up this morning show here on the Press Box in ESPN Las Vegas.
I'm Derek England, and Vegas is my home. I work here. I play here. I even get my cars here. Finley Kia is my...
Thanks again to DJ Allen. He texted in. He also wanted to mention TJ Osleberger will be there. He's pumped to support the effort, the new UNLV coach. And TJ Osleberger and his staff will be involved also this week with Coaches vs. Cancer and all the golf and the festivities around town.
Well, they've been kind of busy, too. We see that they added Arizona State transfer, Vitaly Scheibel, 6'9", grad transfer, so that'll be good. Didn't play too much last year because of the ACL injury, but, hey, well-traveled, and, you know, you get a forward that has some ability to shoot the ball from the outside as well, play inside, so that's very nice. We also saw a story... just real quick, that the Raiders stadium is 44% done, according to Don Webb. So everything is up and at them. The trusses are pretty much intact.
That was the
over halfway.
That was
done.
One of the dangerous parts, or it continues to be. Those are that's when they're on pens and needles out there. That's dangerous, dangerous work.
Not work for you, which you and I are suited.
No,
so we're glad
no.
They have a lot of really smart people down
they
there.
They do not want you and I anywhere near that place.
I just get a little nervous when I get like close to it, because we drove by it on Monday when we went to Mandalay Bay just to kind of get a picture, you know, over on Hacienda and Arville. And, you know, it's just amazing to see how quickly that thing is being built. It's just
it's the shape of it, man. Now you can start really envisioning what it's going to be. For a while there, it's like, okay, the hole was built, the hole was dug, and you're kind of seeing things come up. Now, like you said, when we were at Mandalay the day looking across the freeway, I thought of you. So I'm coming out of the garage there at Mandalay after the Aces. I think you probably, this went through your mind too. And when you stop at the light out of the garage, you're looking right at the stadium like, that looks like a stadium.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like, and it kind of looks smaller in nature now that it's starting to go up. It's
that's a
weird,
good point. It does.
Before, it just seemed like it was just forever large.
Yes.
But now it's starting to see it's starting to protract. It's starting to like cup at the top. And it's now you're like, okay, now this looks more like a real stadium and not like some gigantic hole in the ground. Also this weekend, and God bless them for it, Electric Daisy Carnival, 3 million people plus have attended it since it's been at the Speedway since 2011. And already this weekend, 2,000 hotel rooms are booked for EDC staff and crew. Over 100 countries have tickets have been originated.
Yep. 240 acts.
Oh, my God.
You know, there used to be, before Coachella, there were kind of raves, right? And then there's Coachella, and then it just has culminated with, you know, that many people and that many acts from over 100 countries at this festival. It is massive.
Think about all the acreage at the Speedway, and 90% of it
is
full for EDC. Like, even during NASCAR at its busiest,
right,
isn't quite as full as it is
absolutely
for
not.
The Speedway when there's EDC in town. And it's awesome because you see all the other businesses kind of like reacting and waiting for it. Like, you could say like a lot of the cannabis dispensaries are like, we're here. We have packs for you, little travel packs, whatever you need. And
have a brownie,
and have a nice morning. The also from the from earlier today, we were kind of like following some of the news in and around town, as far as you got the Coaches versus Cancer, and you know you have EDC. We see that news has surfaced from the longtime scout and really the man who kind of built the Dallas Cowboys dynasty, Gil Brandt, the longtime NFL guy, now in his mid-80s. But he is considered the Raiders is greatly improved as he goes through his like off-season talent evaluations, and he has done a complete about-face on how the Raiders have been built. And he gave them one of their five most improved teams. And when Gil says something, you kind of have to take it to heart because his foundation has always been in success. And
he thinks they're better. He thinks they're a lot better.
And he is not beholden to anyone. He doesn't kiss anyone's ass either.
Is the number still 6.5?
Yeah.
I'd go over. I mean, maybe I'm just kind of reading too many people who think they're going to be a lot better.
Okay.
And the schedule's not easy. They're on the road a lot. There's that 5-week window, I think, where they're not in Oakland. I mean, it's just a crazy time where they're on the road a lot. They're in London. They have a bye week. They just don't have a home game for a long time. But, man, the more and more you hear people who, like Gil Brandt, who I respect, talk about what they did in the offseason, the more and more you think they could be a little better than 6.5. I'm not saying playoffs, but, you know, you get to 7 from, what were they, 4? Then again, we've talked all about this. It's the incremental growth of improvement to get here in 2020 and be a competitive playoff team at that point. Like, they go from 4 to 7 this year. I would think next year, first year in Vegas, your expectations are you go to the playoffs. You know, that's kind of that growth pattern. You know, some teams can do it. Not a lot of go from 4 to 10 or 4 to 11. It's happened, but I don't know if it'll happen with these guys because I do think the Chargers and Chiefs, at least to start, are better on paper.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think by next year, you know, Carr continues to develop. These young defensive players develop. You know, everyone's under contract. They don't have many bumps in the roads. They get here next year. I absolutely, you know, you look up at that, you know, what will happen with Tyreek Hill in Kansas City? It's Rivers would be another year older. You can kind of see within the division them maybe making a run towards a higher placement.
16-1 to win the division this year.
It still
kind of shows you how far away they are from winning a division.
Right. It's going to be hard to win this year. But
I have to feel like Kansas City's got to take a step back.
Well, here's the thing. He's incredible, but is Mahomes going to do that again? I mean, and if he does, good for him. I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying that was so magical, so incredible, but there's a lot of tape on him now. They know more about him. I think they still
need a wide receiver and running back.
Yeah, and with the people they've lost, invariably he'll take a step back, and yet he could still be great because he was just so amazing last year. He could have a really, really good year this year and not be that guy. It's kind of unfair to expect him to do it again. Chargers again with Rivers, you never know. Good team. But I think 16-1 still kind of telling you is probably not this year. But 2 years from now or a year from now, like when they come to Vegas, yeah, I think they could be competing for it. Quick update, Brooks Koepka again. It will tee off in about under an hour. He's 7-under, top of the PGA. Here comes Jordan Spieth. He's through 17, 5-over for the tournament, 4-under for his round. He's in second right now. Among those at 4-under, Daniel Berger and DJ Dustin Johnson also through 17. He's 3-under for the day. So it appears that the Americans will be high on that leaderboard when the weekend hits.
Will Tiger make the cut line?
Well, the cut line right now is +3, and he's starting the day at +2. He has not started. He's starting, obviously, with Koepka. I believe they're in the same group. So, and right now, the cut line is 3. So, yeah, he's got to do anything but 2-over at this point. I mean, so, yeah, I do. I think he makes the cut. I actually think he shoots under even or under par today. I don't think he's going to win it. He's already 9 back. And, by the way, Koepka's not going to blow. I don't think he'll blow up like he did the Masters. He's too good to do that again. So, I don't think we're not talking about Tiger winning it when we get in here Monday, but I think he will have played on the weekend.
Will we be talking about Jordan Spieth adding that final PGA Championship to all the majors he's won for the complete Grand Slam of the career?
No, I'm going to trust the enormous amount of tickets that were on Brooks Koepka. I'm going to trust that and say he wins the thing.
Follow the money.
He's incredible. I mean, he's an incredible golfer, and there were most tickets were on Tiger, but number 2 was the guy who's now 7-under and about to tee off in an hour.
We thank you for listening. Coming up next, Technically Correct, Tyler Bischoff.
Adopting a pet from your local shelter could be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. You'll not only be saving a life, you'll feel good doing it. At the Animal Foundation, everyday low pricing makes it easy and affordable to adopt a pet. All adoptions include spay-neuter surgery, vaccinations, and microchipping, so you can focus.